Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Dalet Omud Beis. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are going to start in Mi'ezer Hashem Complete, the beautiful Siman Tov Kuf Mem Gimel, which deals with the halachos of asking a non-Jewish person to work for you on Chol HaMoed. And the Chabad starts Sif Aleph, and he writes, Kol Davar She'asa La'Soso, if it's something that you're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, so then, likewise, also Lo Ma'alein Yehudi La'Soso, you cannot ask a non-Jewish person to do this for you. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkot Aleph, the Osu Chachameinu Moed Lezeh Kishabbos V'Yontif. The rabbis instituted the Chol HaMoed has the same dinim as Shabbos and Yontif, where there is a din of Amir Eliakim is forbidden. You're not allowed to ask a non-Jewish person to do things that you're not allowed to do. You can't ask a non-Jewish person to do them. When we come Akum, however, Imut Tzorich B'Chol HaMoed L'Tzorich Mitzvah, if it's something that's needed on Chol HaMoed to do a mitzvah, then it is permissible. Shari Ayidi Akum, you can go and ask a non-Jewish person to do this for you. Deha Yesh Matir Mafil B'Shabbos, because there are lenient opinions that even allow this on Shabbos. And you can see this Ayin and Simon Shin Zayin and Sif Hey, and this is brought down by the Morgan of Rum and other Achronim. Look over there in Hilchos Shabbos. Now there are a number of Dirshu footnotes over here that we're going to go through. Dirshu foot number one says there still are some differences between Amir Liakim on Shabbos and Yontif and on Chol HaMoed. The din is not the exact same as brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Zayin in the Mishnah Berurah over there. Shimbon Nachri Me Atzmo, if the non-Jewish person came on his own and did the Malacha for a Yid, so you're allowed to go pay him on Chol HaMoed, even directly on Chol HaMoed, as opposed to on Shabbos Yontif, you wouldn't be allowed to do that. And the Bir HaLacha says, in this situation, Afilu B'Moed Atzmo Mutar L'Shanlo. Again, you can actually pay him on Chol HaMoed and you don't have to wait till after Chol HaMoed. However, he does need to leave it with a tzarachia, and you need to investigate this a little bit more. The issue foot number two brings down, Davar she'enenu malacha gemura. Something's not a real malacha, and it's only osur mishum shenirek osu malacha. It only looks like a malacha. Nevertheless, osur lo ma'ala nachri she'as b'shul. You can't even ask this for a nachri to do this for you on Chol HaMoed, as the Shulchan Aruch said previously in Tov Kuf Lamed Zayin as well. She'osur lo ma'ala nachri l'dayir sakarki. You can't go and ask the non-Jewish person to go and fertilize your field by having him take the animals out there and position them over certain areas of the field, even though this technically is not osur. It just looks like it's something that's osur. You're not allowed to do this. And the reasoning is, the Mishnah Berurah said over there, Mishum Shenira Kemezavo Biatzmos Akarka. It looks like you intentionally told him to do this. Likewise, Dover She'isura Hu Rak Mishum Tircha, something that is forbidden to do on Chol HaMoed only because it's a lot of work. For example, to go and purchase merchandise and to sell it. So the Bir Halacha in Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Tes taught us, She'os Lasos B'Moed Afilu Ayde Nochu. You can't ask a non-Jewish person to do this for you as well. Nevertheless, Shulchan Aruch did say, you can go and ask him to buy it for himself. That you can go and ask the non-Jewish person to buy it for himself, and you'll buy it from him subsequently. That you can do. However, something that's technically permissible, but the minhag is not to do it. For example, going and washing big day pishta, linen clothing. So the Mishnah Berurah says, in that situation, the name of the Eliyahu Rabbah, and the Prisha, Shemutu Litein L'Nochri L'Asoso. In that situation, you could ask a non-Jewish person to do it for you. Likewise, to go and trap fish, as long as some of the fish are needed for Chol HaMoed, even though you wouldn't be allowed to do this because it's clear that you're doing this for fish as well for after Yontif, you could ask the Nochri to do this for you as well. Kivin Sheyesh B'Zeh Machlokis Aposkim. Since there's a Machlokis, can you do this on Chol HaMoed? You can be Makel over here, Echri Lahatri De Nochri. He brings down that you can be Makel to let a non-Jewish person do this for you on Chol HaMoed. Likewise, if it's a Sofik Dover Oved, which we said previously, that a person cannot necessarily do this himself, in the name of Chayadim, we said that you're allowed to go and ask a Nachri to do this for you, Kivin Shadova Toliba Machlokas, a poskim, since it is a Machlokas, could you do this yourself, so you can ask a non-Jewish person to do this when a Sofik Dover Oved on Chol HaMoed. The issue for number three brings down, V'lichtov kublono kidei lekabel bifnei harkos akum, to go write documents, some sort of a receipt, that you would be able to go and have this established in the Goyisha courts. So we also brought down in Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Tes, Shim Tzorich Mos Lotzos Yontif, if you need these funds to go purchase things for Yontif, Mutu Lechosva Aydei Nochri, you'd be allowed to go and write this. The issue foot number four brings down from the Bir Halacha in Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Gimel, in terms of making whiskey or things like that, the position is that we hold like the Ber Hetev in the name of the Truest Beis Yaakov, in places where they make whiskey and there's a big profit in it, you have a heter to go and ask a non-Jewish person to do this for you, and give the money to the aniyim. The profit that you can make, give to the aniyim. Since you're not doing this yourself, so give the money to the aniyim, and then it would be permissible. I don't know if it means you have to give the entire amount of money to the aniyim or just part of it. I think previously we had said in a similar situation, you only have to give part of the money in that situation for tzoruch yontif, so maybe it means as well, only part of the money has to be given to the aniyim. I'm not sure. Finally, Dishah for number 5 brings up the Morgan Avram, that there's a machlokis here. According to the Shulchan Aruch, malacha d'rabbanon is muteres ayidei nachri l'tzoruch mitzvah. In regards to doing a malacha d'rabbanon, you can do ask a non-Jewish person to do that for you, but the Ramah says you can even ask a nachri to do a malacha d'araisa for you for the tzoruch mitzvah. There's a further discussion over here, the ramifications as to whether you hold that doing work on Cholamoid is an issa d'araisa and issa d'rabbanon, and the rest of this Dishah footnote. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Beis, where he says that you're not allowed to go and ask the Nachri to do this for you if you're not allowed to do it yourself. And the Mishnah Berurah comments, and he says, Vafilu imhu mishayr, and if you estimate, shim lo yiskor achshav akum, if you don't go and hire the akum now to do this for you, lasos b'moid, to do it on cholamoid, it starts l'shalim biyoker, gadol, liachamoid. Now you're going to have to pay him after cholamoid, he will have other work to do, and he'll charge you much more. So you'd have to double the price to get him after Cholamoid versus doing it on Cholamoid. Nevertheless, afilu hochi osu, that's not called the Dover Oved, then it's still forbidden. Demash eino biyado, lo nikre hezek. Because you don't have it in your hands right now, it's not called damage. It's not called a Dover Oved. The issue foot number 6 points out, however, if the Nachri owes you money, and if you don't go and collect it on Cholamoid, you will lose that money potentially, so that you are allowed to do and go and get that. That is considered a real Dover Oved, as opposed to here, this isn't money that you have yet in your hand, and you just have to pay more for this thing afterwards. That's not called the Dover Ovid. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Eino Yehudi Shekibel Me'erev Yontif Livnos Beis Oshel Yisrael B'Kablanos. If a non-Jewish person, he's a construction guy, and he agreed before Yontif started that he's going to build your house, and this was for a set amount. He's going to give you $500,000, and he'll build the house. You'll give him $500,000, he'll build your house. So he's not working by the day. It's in his best interest to finish this job as fast as he can. Nevertheless, also laniach lasos b'cholamoid, even though he's doing it for himself, you didn't tell him to do it on cholamoid. He says, I want to get done with this job so I can do other jobs, and I'll do it on cholamoid. You're not allowed to let him do that. Af b'yishu chutz l'tchom, and this is even if it's outside the tchom. And the Mishmur will explain, because people can go see this, because on Shabbos or Yontif, he'd be allowed to do it theoretically there on his own, because nobody can travel there, but on cholamoid they can travel there. Mishmur states in Sifkot and Gimel that what the Mechaber is telling us here is Rotsu Lomar, Afshu b'kablonus v'lo b'schir yom, even though it's a set amount for the entire job, and he's not being paid by the day, and therefore he's not being marviach, he's not gaining anything by doing it on Cholamoid. It's for his own benefit that he's doing it. And you didn't tell him to do it on Cholamoid. You said, I want to move in 3 months. I don't care when you do it. And the non-Jewish person, therefore, is working on Cholamoid really, totally, for himself. So he can finish the job quickly, and this way he can go on to do other work. Nevertheless, the Mechaber is telling us this is forbidden. Sharoa, somebody seeing this is not going to know all of this, and he's going to say, Yomer, Shu Shechir Etzlo. He's going to say, oh, he hired him for the day to build this stuff, and therefore other people may see this. It's a Maris Ayin problem, and you're not allowed to do this. However, Vim Kola Ir Darkin Livnos Mekablonus, if, however, nobody hires people on an hourly or daily basis to go work on their houses, but you buy them, you hire them for the job, and therefore you're paying them a set amount, and that's the way everybody does this. So then, it might be different then. Ayin says, Ayin Le'el and Simon Reish Mem Dalet, Sif Aleph in the Bir Halacha, and therefore, in that situation, it would be a different Halacha. Vim Bonu Be'isr, and once they built it, Be'isr, even though they weren't allowed to, as a Kablon, you would be allowed to live there, b'di'eved. Shouldn't do this, but if you did it, you'd be allowed to live there as long as he was a kablon and he really wasn't working for you. On Cholamoid, there's no knas instituted. In the Shaar HaTzion, the Chofetz Chaim adds that you can also look over there in Hilchos Yontif in Siman Reish Mem Dalet, and the Mishnah Berurah over there, and in Sifkot Yotes, and Sifkot Chof, and the issue footnote number 7 brings it down. It says over there, b'di'eved, im nasa b'isra yedei schir yom, osur l'mishaleach l'adur b'liolim. If the person did it with a daily hired worker, then we in fact give him a knas, and you can never live in that house forever. However, for other people, la'cherim b'chdei shi'asu, for other people, you could sell it to them, and they could live there, as long as you waited enough time that they could have built it after Yontif is over. But b'kablanus, heikob is there. But if it was done b'kablanus, so then b'di'evid, you can be meikom. Sifkan dalid, so the Mishnah Berurah tells us, why can you not even do this outside the tchum? He says, as I mentioned, l'fisha holchum usham b'nei adam, because people can travel on cholamoid beyond the tchum, and they'll see it. You're on malacha, they'll see the guy building the house. Yomu says, hey, that's Yanku's house. Yomu b'shlichus Yisrael osa. Oh, Yanku's getting him to build a house on cholamoid. Mashen came in Shabbos Yantiv. If it's outside the Tchum, you're not going there on Shabbos Yantiv. So technically, if it's a Bekablanus, he can do it on Shabbos Yantiv, whereas he can't do it on Chol HaMoed. Now we continue. The Mechaber writes, Avol, however, if you gave him something that was detached from the ground, in other words, you gave him a movable item, and you gave it to him before Yantiv started, Kodim HaMoed, Bekablanus, and he said, I want you to fix this or do something with this for a set amount of money, I don't care when you do it, and you can do this, and you can do this in your own house, then that is permissible. That's mutter, even though he's going to do it on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah explains this, and there might even be occasions where, even if it's attached to the ground, it would still be permissible in this fashion. For example, he's a sharecropper, and therefore he's entitled to work it for himself. He's a guy. He can work on Yantar, he can work on Shabbos, he can work on Chol HaMoed. That he's getting 25%, 33%, 50% of the produce that he makes. So it's for his own benefit that he's working. Then, in that situation, mutar lanicho lasos moy. Then you can let him work on Chol HaMoed, not a problem. Because the ovid adaiti nafshei, he's doing it for himself. He wants to make a lot of money. The more crops, the better he takes care of it, the more money he'll make. The law said, lemichshadei shu shechir yom. Nobody's going to think that he's a shechir yom in this situation. Because everybody knows, shekol yodim, shesod omed es larisos. People go and share crop their fields, and nobody rents it out for a day or for an hour. And vafilu nachum b'nei beiso sheyisrael. And even if he has non-Jewish people that are dependent upon him and eat in his house, their servants to him, Masayim L'Oris B'Moed, they're allowed to go and help this Oris on Chol HaMoed. Even in that situation, I feel Hachishor, it's allowed. Why? Because they're not getting paid for it. They're doing it to help out this guy. They're not doing it on behalf of the Jewish person since he's not paying them, and therefore they're allowed to go and help. The issue foot number 8 brings down, what about giving in clothing into a laundromat to clean it? It's a Goyish laundromat, and you're giving it to them before the Moed, but they're certainly going to clean it on Chol HaMoed. So we brought down in Hilchos Yontif, Simin Reish Nun Beis, in regards to giving clothing on Shabbos, Shitoch Shin Shechabzi Mishabbos, and he's going to do it on Shabbos, so the Mogi Rambam said, you're not allowed to do this, because it's Nikar Shabbadadim Hei Big Deyudi, because he feels that they recognize what the Jewish clothing, people are going to walk by over here, again, in our types of laundromats, this wouldn't occur, because you don't really see what's going on behind the scenes. But there where they could see that the garments were Jewish garments, that obviously was owned by a Jewish person, and he's doing them in public, you're not allowed to do this. However, in the name of the Tosefes Shabbos, he brings down that there is a heter. How is anybody going to know that that's a Jewish clothing? And in the name of the Chayyadim, he brings down an additional reason to be mekel, to be materit. Since most people don't pay him by the hour, they're paying him, okay, you clean the shirt, I'll give you $5, you clean the shirt. So yodim akol sheino shechir yom. He's not a shechir yom on behalf of the Yisrael. It's bekablonus, and therefore it's allowed. Now we go to Sif Vav in the Sif Katan Vav in the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, you can take it into his house. The guy can take it into his house. What's lomar? The bazeh to lo osa de chashad umutu kivin shu bekablanus. Since he's doing it in the privacy of his own home, there's no chashad, there's no maris ayin concern over here. And since it's by a kablanus, you don't care when he does it. It's allowed. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, mutu litein leinu Yehudi melacha bekablanus o bischer yom shiasen achar moy. You're allowed to give to a non-Jewish person. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Zayin tells us, v'uadin liYisrael shor litein. You can even give it to a Jewish person. So why did it mention a non-Jewish person? The nokat nachri, the lo nemo, the nachri bivada lo yikayim v'yasav moy. Because as we'll see, you have to make it tonight that he's not going to do it on Chol HaMoed. So you might have thought that the non-Jewish person won't listen. So that's why he specifically said over here, you can give it to a non-Jewish person, but certainly you can even give it to a Jewish person, that he's going to do this by the job, the kablanus, or even if it's a schir yom, if you tell him that you must do it after Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to arrange this on Chol HaMoed to do this, but you're not allowed to go measure out, v'yishkol, or weigh out, v'yimne, or count out, kider shosu b'chol. So you can give him this job, but you can't do it in the same way that you would do it on a weekday. Can't count it, weigh it, or measure it, and give it to him on Chol HaMoed, but you can just give him a pile of stuff and say, you'll do this for me after Chol HaMoed. That is allowed to a Jewish person or to a non-Jewish person. Why is this allowed? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches tells us, Pirush, Shiyom lo behedyo. You must tell him specifically, Shasen achar moy, that you're not allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. So you have to do it afterwards, and therefore it's allowed, because this is not a great tircha to do this on Chol HaMoed. And that's what we see in Dershu footnote number 9, where he says, Sha'ayidei kach, all he's doing is medaberhu binyani masu matim b'moir. All he's doing is talking about doing business, and Rosh Hashanah Zalman Zatzal brings from here a raya that there is no din of daber dover, that you can't talk business on Chol HaMoed, just not allowed to do business on Chol HaMoed. And here, all you're doing is giving it over to him, and that's not tircha, and it's not doing business, and therefore it is allowed, but with the caveats that we said, that it shouldn't look like you're doing it in a regular cholundik way. And Sivkotin tests, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that you're not allowed to give him, for example, going shenosin matve, you're giving him yarn, larigas beget, to go make a sweater for you, to make a garment, lo yishkol, so you're not allowed to weigh it out. Sivkotin yud, v'yimne, you're not allowed to count it out. V'yim kain, kishenosin kelu l'kobes akum, when you're giving something for a launderer, a goyish launderer, to go to clean for you, l'chabis achar moed, and he's going to do it after Chol HaMoed, lo yimnosim, you can't count, here are 10 shirts. The nearer the bishvil is there. Therefore, based upon this, nagu olam shloli ten lekovis akum b'chol hamoed klal. Therefore, the custom is not to give it to the goyish akum, because how do you know how many shirts you're going to get back? You have to count them up, and you're not allowed to count them. Ubelo minyan enom amino. You're not going to. Nobody's going to believe each other if you don't count them up. However, he brings out from the dogma of Ravava, cause of the clay pishton, these linen garments, which we said is only a minig not to do, mutter litein lo sheichabis achamoid. That you can actually give it to him to do after Chol HaMoed. And the Shaar HaTzion, the Chofetz Chaim, brings down an osches. The reasoning is, mishum the clay pishton, ikar is sakvisa b'moed, en ola mitzad haminig. As I mentioned, it's only a minig not to do this, as we learned previously in Simon Tovkuf Amidalid, Sif Beis. And therefore, since he's doing it after Chol HaMoed, there's no problem. And he says, in this situation, v'aflim nosum, you can even count them. However, he brings out from the El Yerabba, Besimim Tovkut Lamadav, Sif Beis, Mashma, She'en Mechalik, he doesn't make such a distinction. Obashat Sedchak, however, Yesh Lismoch Lohoku, you can take the more lenient opinion. Now, in the Chofetz Chaim's Bir Halacha, She'asteno Achar HaMoed, in that Dibur HaMaskil, he brings down that this din, that you're allowed to give it to him to do after Chol HaMoed, is you must make an actual t'nai with him. You can't just go and wink-wink. So who may I morgen Avram? The kavana so she yasni imo shelo yasen b'moed. You have to make it tonight. You will not do this on Chol HaMoed. The Machzis Shekel. The Machzis Shekel said the same thing, as opposed to the opinion of the El Yerabba, which is more meikel. She sover sheinu tzorich lo malo befeir shelo yasen b'moed. You don't have to specifically make it tonight and tell him you must not do this on Chol HaMoed. Ella b'mashem adabi moshi yasen achar moed sagi. It's enough to say to him, listen, do this after Chol HaMoed. I'm in no rush to get it back. Do it after Chol HaMoed. And that's the understanding that the Chofetz Chaim has over here. This is machlokas between the Morgan Rav and the Machzis Shekel versus the El Yerabba. Finally, we go to the Ramah over here, and he says, Hagah, va'af im yase ha'inu Yehudi achakach melocha, even if the guy then does the melocha on Chol HaMoed, so then shari, it is allowed, you'll have to get benefit from it. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yudal tells us, pirish, ain't tzorech limchos b'yodoh, you don't have to protest in this situation. Why? The Ramah continues, hol v'hisni mo lasos el achamoy, because you told him to do it after Chol HaMoed, and you're not his police, and you don't have to force him to do it after Chol HaMoed. You told him, you made a t'nai according to the Morgan of Rome and the Machzis Shekel, and he broke the t'nai. Or according to the El Yerabba, you just told him, don't do it, and he did it. So there's no knas on you. And he brings it down the name of the Mordechai, as well as the Beis Yosef and the Rinu Yerucham. Finally, Dershu foot number 10 brings down, this is only Davka Kan Shamalocha Nitin Lobe Kablonis. This is only because it was given to him as a Kablonis. You're getting paid $10 to do this. Avostam Nochri also Malocha Avri Yisrael, but a regular non-Jewish person was doing work for a Yid, the Shaar HaTzion, already taught us in Sivim Tov Kuf Lamed Zayin. If it's a Malocha Gemura, Tzorech Limchos Biyodo. Then you have to protest. If he's doing Malocha specifically for you, then you have to tell him, please stop, I don't want you to do this for me. With this, we conclude this beautiful Sivim Tov Kuf Mem Gimel and today's Shir.